the Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I thank you for tuning in to our show today and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel applications on their Apple or Android devices. In addition, we thank those who might be listening to this via podcast on thebestoftimesnews.com or via Apple Podcast. We thank AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the upcoming 2024-2025 concert season of our fabulous Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. So stay tuned for some interesting information. It is Saturday, August the 31st, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's radio show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up our September-October 2024 issue of the Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations beginning on September the 2nd. We thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. In addition, you can listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out its newsletter via e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers who reside in Caddo and Bossier parishes. It provides them with links to read our current issue online, also to read our current Silver Pages. In addition, there are more educational articles, discount coupons, a contest, and news that you can use about upcoming events and activities in our area. Join the many thousands who are receiving this newsletter absolutely free just by giving us your email address. Visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe free to our TBT newsletter. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price, along with entertainment and free valet parking. It is highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special. To make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, that's 318-226-1325. Make plans to attend the largest Senior Boomer Expo in the state of Louisiana. Yes, it will be the 14th annual Senior Day Expo at the Louisiana State Fair, which will take place on Wednesday, October the 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Gala Big Top Tent at the main entrance of the Louisiana State Fairgrounds here in Shreveport. Of course, admission is free, parking is free, lots of fun, entertainment, hundreds and hundreds of giveaways, mini door prizes, health screens, vaccines, and information from the over 120 exhibitors. Attendees could also register to win some special grand door prizes valued at over $1,000 each. Must be present to win all prizes, so plan to stay the whole day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, be sure to pick up the September-October issue of The Best of Times, or, of course, visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to The Best of Times Radio while we're here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. And And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Hunting Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show as a special guest is music director, conductor, maestro Michael Butterman, and I've asked him to come on our show today to give us an update about the fabulous Shreveport Symphony. So thank you, Michael, for taking time to be on our show.
Thank you for having me. It's always a great pleasure, Gary.
So you have another great season planned. We've had quite a few of them, haven't we?
We've had 75, so this is our 76th great season with the Shreveport Symphony, and we're really excited about this one in particular because we have, all sorts of reasons, but we have a brand new acoustic shell to debut at our opening in September. It's going to give us a kind of even more vibrant sound and certainly a different kind of freshened modern look on the stage as well. It's brought to us by our good friends at Willis Knighton, who have funded this improvement for us, and we're really, really excited to debut it in September.
So it makes a difference in the sound and quality that it projects that we've had now for how many years? I thought that's remarkable anyway. So it's going even better?
The current show we've had for, I don't know. It's been quite a while, maybe, 25-ish, maybe 30 years, to my knowledge. But these things have a sort of life to them. And this one is, it will help to, the acoustic shell is like the amplifier in a way for the orchestra. It kind of molds the sound on stage, allows us to hear each other, but then projects it out to the audience in a very particular kind of way. This one is going to make us sound even more vibrant and more present in the hall, and allow us to hear each other on stage better. And it will. It also looks great. So we're really.
That's important. The looks. The lady's going to like the looks of it, right?
Everybody will, yes.
Everybody. So, again, for the past 23 years, the Best of Times magazine and our radio show have been great supporters of our fabulous Shreveport Symphony. And we always love the symphony. We love music. We love music therapy. That we know it helps persons of all ages, including seniors and boomers, but also the young people. And I've been seeing more and more young people attend the symphony, which makes me feel good.
Me too. Well, we try to have a little something for everyone throughout our season. We think about the variety of the repertoire that we play, even the places that we're playing. We're not just playing concerts, of course, at the Riverview Theater. We're all over the place. And it's part of our mission to be a resource for everyone in Shreveport-Bossier, really the architects for that matter.
Well, I encourage out there the grandparents and the parents to bring their kids, because I can tell you a story of moi here, Gary, that I was taken by my parents at 9 years old to my first symphony, and I got hooked at 9 years old. And I can remember it today. I mean, that was 1959, so the Shreveport Symphony was only up about 8 years, because I'm 74 right now. So that was interesting, and I got hooked to music. And I wasn't big time music. Then I started the next year taking piano, and then at age 16, I had the privilege and honor to play with the Shreveport Symphony with John Chenow. That was many years ago. Michael, I can't even remember what I played. I know it was with four or six grand pianos on stage, and we all did duets to a piece all together. So it was like remarkable. But luckily, so being so young, they let us have music in front of us. They didn't require us to do it by memory, though I had it by memory. We all had music in front of us, which was awesome. So again, I want to congratulate you on last season. To you and your musicians and the staff, it was remarkable. I heard more compliments than I've ever heard. So, again, you must be touching a lot more people in the Shreveport-Bossier and surrounding area. I met a lot of people from East Texas, so I was really, really proud of that. So,
me too.
That people are traveling in. We have a lot of culture in the area, and the Shreveport Symphony is projected, and everybody has, these websites to tell them what's coming up. So people take that 30-minute or even an hour drive to come here and have dinner and go to a symphony performance. So that's wonderful.
Exactly.
One thing, one of my listeners who happens to go occasionally to this Report Symphony, and he, for some reason, he said, I heard your show, and you said that you asked Michael about why do all the musicians seem like they're tuning to one instrument? Why is that instrument so key, and is it what you said on the show, an A? Is it only an oboe in every symphony orchestra? That's what I think this person's going to.
Yeah, that is certainly what is – that is the standard. So, yes, it is an A, and an A can – well, A can be at hertz 440 hertz,
right.
Which is what we use usually. But there's some orchestras that tune a little sharper than that, 441 or 442.
Really?
And I, you know, I don't try to get into the – weeds on that kind of some music directors feel it gives a slightly who knows what more vibrant sound to the maybe the strings if you're up a, but in a, but 440 is usually what we use and that, what we tune the piano to as well, but the oboe is used as the instrument to which we tune, I think, because and that person, by the way, will have a tuner in front of them usually, which is an electronic thing that's kind of letting them know, are you getting exactly 440 in the, the, you know, the oboe has just a very penetrating and rather clear sound that is, kind of easy to match. And we usually have the winds and the brass tune first, and then the strings tune separately. To the oboe will give a couple different A's. There are a couple of orchestras. Well, actually, I remember when I was at Tanglewood a number of years ago, which is the home of the Boston Symphony in the summer, their music director at the time was very fond of using a tone generator, a sine wave thing. Just it was a pure, A given by this electronic. It was played over a speaker. It was very strange because I didn't know of any other orchestra that did that. And I think it was kind of a quirk, frankly, but it had none of that kind of warmth that an oboe sound has. But for reasons I don't perhaps fully appreciate, the oboe is the standard tuning instrument that every orchestra seems to use.
Some oboes must have lobbied the conductor, and he or she won. But again, people don't know where is that sound coming from. They hear it, they don't notice it. I mean, I recognize it, but a lot of people don't recognize that particular instrument as well.
Yeah, that's the principal who doesn't. Yeah.
One other person told me that I met somebody in East Texas at Nacogdoches, Texas. And that's Stephen F. Austin, I believe, yeah. And this person says, did you know, Gary, that occasionally your Shreveport Symphony gets other artists and other musicians from all over the area to come play with the symphony? I said, well, I knew that, but I didn't know how often. So how often? We have some local musicians here in town, but others you have to, depending on the piece, depending on the concert, et cetera, pull in additional players.
Well, we are really. I think it's fair to call us a regional orchestra at the moment, which is to say that we're based here in Shreveport, and a good number of our musicians live right here in the Shreveport-Bossier. However, I would say a good half, or maybe even more, are coming from hither and yon, which means that we have we have these it's a professional orchestra. We have competitive blind auditions, which are held, for when we have openings, and we have people from, everywhere from Houston to Dallas to Waco to Austin to obviously over in Monroe, and of course Nacogdoches, as you mentioned, Nacogdoches down in NSU, sometimes Baton Rouge, Little Rock, Texarkana. So we have every time we assemble an orchestra on stage, it's quite a feat of logistics for our personnel manager, and when these people come in from out of town, we are housing them, usually providing them a place to stay, either with a host family or sometimes at the Hilton downtown, which is a partner with us, and they're here for a number of days, and we're able to put on these incredible programs. So it's really a coming together of a lot of the talent from, I would say, a radius of 4 hours from Shreveport, roughly.
So you mentioned one point. You got to emphasize it. that they don't just come the day before the concert. Let's say they come Friday and they play on Saturday, right? They come a few days to practice and rehearse with the orchestra and by themselves and with groups. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. So it really depends on the program. But, I mean, there are occasionally some of our some programs can be put together rather quickly. Sometimes they will, you know, come in just literally for a single rehearsal, and then we'll do the concert sometimes the same day. But generally speaking, the classical programs, which are a little more complex and take a little more time to assemble, we'll start either Wednesday or Thursday, evenings usually, and then have a total of four rehearsals. Usually a dress rehearsal on the afternoon of the so we perform Saturday night. So we have a dress rehearsal Saturday afternoon usually, and then probably a rehearsal the evening before Friday, and then probably the evening before that as well on Thursday. Sometimes a double in there somewhere. So we try to, you know, make it as compact as possible, but it does, you know, take a period of several days usually for these bigger programs, the classical programs.
Well, I don't think a lot of people understand that. They think they just drive in, or they come up, they come from Shreve Island or down Ellerby, and they just start playing. They know that piece. They played that piece 14 times, and they know it by heart, right? But you still got to get the techniques yet, right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, some of the pieces that we're playing are standard works, but that doesn't mean that there's any single one way that you have to, that one can play them. And so what they do, of course, is they spend a lot of time on their own. Musicians they receive the music well in advance. They can practice, they do practice their parts, so they get they nail what they have to do. But that's only part of the equation, right? The art of an orchestra is playing together, right? It's listening to one another, and also obviously listening to what the conductor is asking you to do, and so that's what, you know, you come in there totally prepared on your own, but the rehearsal is all about the ensemble. It's all about working together. It's all about having a unified conception of how we're going to bring this off. And even with a standard work, there's really an infinite variety of ways that you can turn a phrase, as it were, and we have to determine what our particular approach will be for this concert, and that's what rehearsal is all about.
Okay, one other question from one of my listeners who attended some, he said, but he wanted a question. Why do not some of the instruments have, like, microphones or pickup? He said he didn't notice hardly any instruments have that. I mean, I hear them perfectly, but it depends on where you're sitting in the concert hall.
Yeah, well, I'll say a couple things. When we do what we would call pops concerts, if there's anything being amplified for like a singer, there occasionally will be. Well, and when we do things like our classic rock show, we have this season a Fleetwood Mac tribute that we're doing, for example. We will, in those cases, mic the orchestra so that it will match better the amplified sound of, you know, let's say the band or the singer or whatever else is going on, and you have then somebody at a soundboard, a mixing board, who's able to kind of, you know, do the kind of balancing that you would want. But typically an orchestra, I mean, I wouldn't say typically, I would say always an orchestra, unless you're playing outside or, you know, some venue where there's, where you have 5,000 people and you have, you know, people sitting on the lawn a million miles away. But anytime you're in a concert hall, you will, I would say, never really see a microphone. So the idea is that you are listening always on the podium and as a member of the orchestra to balance. You're trying to understand who has the lead here at this point, and I want to make sure that I'm, you know, not playing too loudly to cover that, or I'm playing loudly enough if I have the melody. It's also the job of the conductor. You'll see me or whoever's conducting, you know, either encouraging more sound or sometimes discouraging, you know, asking to play softer, and all of that's about kind of trying to do what your listener was asking about, trying to balance the different voices in the orchestra and make sure that what you're hearing is what you think the composer wants you to hear. So anyway, that gets back to the question of the shell and how that helps to unify and kind of project the sound. We're going to have to, you know, experiment a little bit this season, as this will be a little bit new environment for us, but we'll kind of see what this particular shell does to our sound. The only other thing I'd add is that, you know, occasionally if you have like a certain kind of soloist, like if you have a guitar soloist, for example, or last year we had a bandoneon, I don't know if you remember that, but we had a fellow playing the well, it's like an accordion, but I think we had a microphone for him. There's certain times like you might need a little bit of an enhancement, or if you have a harpsichord, let's say, playing with the orchestra, you might need to have that mic'd. But for the most part, anything else, winds and brass and strings, no mics. It's all acoustic.
Well, before we go after this segment, I'm going to mention the remodeled Riverview Theater is remarkable. You've got a great new, bigger restrooms. I think everybody's pleased with that. The new theater seating is wow. Of course, upgrades to your theater in the lobby. A lot more ADA compatible, which I'm sure was appreciated by many of the patrons that come there. So, again, congratulations on those. I haven't heard anybody complain about that as well.
So it's a greatly improved patron experience, I think, yes.
Well, that thought, we'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town & Country Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town & Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our show today. Joining me on my show today is a special guest, is music director, conductor, and maestro Michael Butterman of our fabulous Shreveport Symphony Orchestra. Thank you again, Michael, for taking time to discuss the upcoming 76th season of the Shreveport Symphony Orchestra.
My great pleasure. Thank you.
So this is the 76th season. You know, that's do many other cities our size can boast about having 76 seasons? Concept scene?
Well, I would say no, actually. This is obviously something that has meant a great deal to this community for however many generations that is at this point, and it says something about the the values that we have here, and I think it is a testament to how it has touched a lot of lives over the years. And, you know, I think the musicians that we have here, they're not just, of course, playing in the orchestra. They're teaching in our schools. They're playing in churches. They're involved in the community in any number of ways. And it's just I think it's one of the real quality of life measures of Shreveport-Bossier that we have a first-rate symphony here. And I know a lot of people feel it the same way.
I definitely agree with you. And I know many, many people out there agree with you as well. So let's start discussing the 76th season, which begins in 2024 and ends in 2025. So the first is September the 21st of this year at 7:30 p.m. at the Riverview Theater located in downtown Shreveport. So tell us about opening night.
Yeah, so we have music of Beethoven, his symphony number 6, which is called his Pastoral Symphony. But there's kind of a string fiddling kind of theme to the whole evening. So we're opening with a work by a wonderful African-American young woman named Jessie Montgomery called Strum, which it's just a work for string orchestra, but explores, the name itself suggests there's a little bit of strumming like almost guitar style to it. It's a lot of pizzicato, but a lot of other wonderful things going on. The real, I think, surprising piece on the program is going to be this work by Michael Torkey called Sky, which is a concerto for violin and orchestra, which he wrote for the soloist that's joining us. Her name is Tessa Lark. And this was a piece that she recorded a couple years ago, and it was nominated for a Grammy. Wow. This piece she's a first-rate, soloist, but she also has this sort of folk music background. She grew up in Kentucky, And she, you know, works a lot with people like Bela Fleck and Edgar Meyer, if you know those names. Bluegrass is kind of in her soul.
Yeah, I was
going to
say bluegrass. Okay.
Exactly. And so this piece that he wrote for her, first of all, it's called Sky, so it has a sort of nature connection to it. But each of the three movements has a very, it just feels like folk music. It's bluegrass meets, you know, classical or something like that. It's a little hard to describe, but it's really wonderful and very, very fresh and unique. And she's going to just, I mean, this is her piece, it's written for her. It's going to be really, I think, extraordinary to hear. And then we're following that with the Beethoven, which I mentioned is his pastoral symphony. This is a piece that he wrote really all about his impressions of nature, a scene by the brook and so on, a thunderstorm. But what's wonderful about it is there's a very kind of country fiddle sort of feel to this symphony that, you know, that the great Beethoven read. It has a very kind of folksy spirit to it, which I think really matches. I mean, it's written, how many years? 250 years before the piece by Michael Torkey, but it has that same feel. And so I just thought it was an interesting juxtaposition. Here's this, you know, great classic of for the ages that still has something to say to us today, and is going to relate to these other pieces on the program. So
tell our listeners, it's quite different than Symphony Number 5. Right?
Very different. Yes. Symphony Number 5 is all about fate and struggle, and this is much more about let's go out and have a good time in nature, kind of thing.
Well, that's going to be a fabulous. So, again, September 21st at 7:30 p.m., opening night, Beethoven, with as well as Tessa Clark.
Okay? Tessa Lark, yeah.
Lark.
Yes.
And she's a violinist. Okay. Then continuing in October the 19th at 7:30 p.m. again at Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport, we have what concert now?
Well, this is an all-Russian program. This is music of Rachmaninoff and Tchaikovsky, two of the most loved names in classical music for a very good reason. So we are featuring the gold medalist from last year's Weidmann Piano Competition. His name is Ilya Smukler, and he's going to play Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 4, which is a wonderful work that is heard far less frequently than his second or third concerto, or even the variations or the Paganini Rhapsody, for example. But it's a stunning concerto, as all of Rachmaninoff's are, but just one that will be familiar to you in style, but probably a little bit unfamiliar in actual content, which I hope will be a welcome, you know, kind of freshness to a name that you already know and love, I'm sure. And then we have the sixth symphony, the so-called Patatik Symphony by Tchaikovsky, the final symphony that he wrote, which has just everything that you love about Tchaikovsky, these heart-rending, beautiful melodies, this wonderful second movement, which feels like a waltz, but it's in 5-4, which is not the right time signature for a waltz. So there's just something a little bit off about it. This incredible march with super-duper energy in the third movement, which always feels like it's the end of the symphony. Everybody thinks this is the finale, but then there's more. Yeah, and it just rips your heart out at the end in a good way, but just so hyper emotional and just gorgeous stuff. So that's our October concert.
So tell us a little bit about the gold medalist.
So he is studying. He's a Russian national, but he's studying with I believe it's Stanislav Yudenich, who is teaching in Kansas City. Stanislav was some people may remember that name. He won the Weidmann a number of years ago, and then went on to win the gold medal in the Van Cliveren competition.
Wow.
After that. But Ilya has been really, since he won the Weidmann competition, he won a major competition in Europe just, when was it? I guess early this summer or maybe late spring, and just blew everybody out of the water. So I think we're really fortunate that, that we kind of got him on the upswing of his star ascendance. You know, I think in a couple of years we won't probably be able to touch him, but fortunately for now,
you and your staff made a good opportunity to please come back, right? That was good.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate the Weidmann organization for bringing introducing him to us, and we're very, very happy to collaborate with him on this, concerto.
That seems another remarkable concert season on October the 19th, again at 7:30 p.m. Then moving on to November 19th at 7:30 p.m. and at the Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. Tell us about that concert.
Yeah, now this one I am really looking – well, what am I trying to say? I love all these programs so much. But this one is very special because we are – so this is Gershwin, program of all Gershwin. We have his beautiful Lullaby for Strings. We have his An American in Paris. This is kind of a travelogue of his experience of being almost fish out of water in Paris, complete with the glimpses of the Moulin Rouge and taxi horns almost running him over in the Champs-Élysées and that sort of thing. And then his piano concerto in F. But not like you've really ever heard it before. We are featuring the Marcus Roberts trio. So this is a piece that he wrote, that Gershwin wrote, for solo piano and orchestra like a typical concerto would be. But the Marcus Roberts trio has kind of reimagined this work as a piece for jazz trio and orchestra. So piano, bass, and drums. Now, I will quickly add that we did this piece here very early in my time with the Shreveport Symphony, probably, I would guess now, 17 years ago, something like that. It was one of the very first programs that I brought here. So some people may remember that in their.
Sadly, Gary does not remember this, but senior moments. That was 17 years ago. Wow, okay.
Something like that. It was really one of the very first programs that I brought here because I love this take on this piece. I love the concerto in F, but honestly, this is the only way I really want to hear it anymore because it's so fresh. It's like Gershwin was this incredible artist who could kind of cross between the worlds of jazz and Tin Pan Alley and Broadway and the concert and classical music. And this is the concerto in F is one of his more straight ahead, almost academic pieces, I would call it. But this feels like it puts the jazz back in the piece, I guess you might say. So what we have here is basically exactly what Gershwin wrote for the orchestra, but in the places where the piano solo would be playing, we just have this different take on those passages. We also have a lot of sort of open areas where there's what we call it's improvisation. So the trio is going to just do whatever it's going to do. And what I love about it as a conductor is that even in the rehearsals and the performance, it's always different what they do. And I just have to be really on my toes about listening to what the cues are coming out of various passages and knowing when to bring the orchestra back in. So we have Marcus is really one of the great jazz pianists alive today, and he's going to be joined by Jason Marsalis on drums. You will recognize that last name. He's from the sort of royal family of jazz down in New Orleans, the Marsalis family, and Rodney Jordan on bass, just a fabulous artist. So the three of them together are just incredible, and this is really not to be missed. I think this concert in November.
So Michael, were this the same Marcus Roberts group that played back 17 years ago?
It's exactly the same people.
Wow. Correct. So they're 17 years older.
17 years wiser.
Yeah, wiser and older. Okay, that's interesting. Okay. Yeah. So continuing on, we have December the 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in downtown is the holiday celebration with Michael Feinstein. And your fabulous Shreveport Orchestra, Shreveport Symphony Orchestra.
So this is our holiday hops concert, and we were just a few days before Christmas, really, the 21st, as it turns out. So really right up there on the Christmas holiday, so you'll certainly be in the spirit by that time. But Michael Feinstein is, oh, my gosh. I mean, I this is a real, real coup for us to have him here in Shreveport. I hope that's a name that your audience will know if you – spend much time listening to PBS or watching LPB, you will undoubtedly recognize his name. He's been sort of a central figure in the Great American Songbook for years and years and years. Yes. I mean, he's a wonderful pianist and singer and just sort of a historian of the American music from Gershwin and Porter all the way to the modern day. And just first-rate entertainer in every respect, and it's really exciting to to have him join us. He's going to be, you know, kind of with us the whole time, and we're just going to do the show that he has put together for us, which I'm sure will have a lot of favorites and a lot of you know, kind of new you know, things to introduce to us as well. So I'm really, really pleased that that he's going to be joining us for that concert in December.
Are you planning again to have a sing along at the end?
Well, you know, the jury's still out on that. We have to. We're working with him to decide what kind of, you know, program he wants to present, and undoubtedly we'll have an opportunity for it. It just seems like the sort of thing that we're going to, the people want at that time of year. So we'll have. I'm sure he'll invite the audience to sing along.
That's gonna be great.
At some point.
That's gonna be great. So hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana Neighbors, and Country Rush Report, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Bearstown and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today as a special guest is music director, conductor, and maestro Michael Butterman, and he's talking about the upcoming 2024-2025 Shreveport Symphony's Orchestra 76 season. So thank you, Michael, for joining us today.
Of course, my pleasure. Thank you.
So we've already discussed some of the concert performances that are going to take place in 2024. Let's move into 2025. So there's a special event on January the 11th, 2025,
yes,
at 7:30 p.m. the Riverview Theater, and it is?
It's called Landslides, a tribute to the music of Fleetwood Mac. So a chance to kind of get in the Wayback Machine, I guess, and relive some of the great music that Fleetwood Mac has shared over the years. And you know, this is a kind of a tradition for us now. Over the past dozen or so years, we've had a you know, kind of classic rock show, whether it's music of Queen or Led Zeppelin or Journey or what have you. This time, Fleetwood Mac, and you know, people, it's a great opportunity for you know, for us to reach, you know, I think a slightly different segment of the community that that wants a, you know, a symphony experience, but maybe is just a little timid about coming to hear something that they don't know. This is something
they do know. they do
for
know.
Sure.
So that is going to
go along.
They're always great, and I've never heard anybody complain about any of these special events and these tribute bands joining with your Shreveport Symphony, which adds an interesting aspect to that particular music. I don't think Fleetwood Mac had a total symphony orchestra behind their takes, did they? I don't think so.
No,
so they did.
It gives you a chance to hear this music and, you know, kind of fleshed out in even, you know, kind of greater color or sonic color, I guess you'd say.
That's great.
I think it's great.
That's a good analogy, a good color. Okay. So continue on in January the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at the Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. We have the concert called The Planets.
The Planets. So you may know this work by Gustav Holst. Mm. His suite of various, seven movements of each representing a different planet in our solar system. He didn't write one for the Earth or for Pluto, which wasn't a planet then. I guess it's still not a planet. Or I can't remember how Pluto is classified these days. But
it's so sad. It's so sad.
poor Pluto. But the Planets is an absolute tour de force for the orchestra. It is. It's a huge orchestra, first of all, that's called upon. And it's just incredible power, incredible color. There's that word again. But this is, if you like John Williams music, the kind of stuff that he wrote in particular for Star Wars, then you will like this, because frankly, this is no disrespect to John Williams. This is you know, the inspiration, really. When you hear Mars, the very, very first movement of the planets, you can't help but think, ah, this is what John Williams was channeling when he was writing his music for Star Wars. Just no question about that, I don't think. And then we're preceding that with a work, actually it'll be I guess it's not the world premiere, but it'll be close to it. A work by a living composer named John Hines, an American composer, called Moons of the Giants. And this is really a companion piece, really, for the planets. It's a kind of, well, as it says, it's not about the planets, but it's about the moons of some of these larger planets like Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune, I believe it is. And so I've forgotten all of the different names of those moons. You know, there's Europa and Io and a few others that I'm not quite remembering. But they have all these different mythological tie-ins. And those are, again, kind of little short tome poems that reflect the character in the composer's imagination of these different moons. So it's a really celestial concert, I guess you'd say. And the great thing about it is we're going to have these incredible images from NASA that are going to be projected to a screen above the stage to give you a kind of just another dimension for engaging with this music, which I think will be just exciting to have a kind of a full sensory experience between your eyes and your ears for this program.
Very good. Eyes and ears to make it totally awesome performance, and you're definitely going to remember that as well. So again, that was January the 25th. So moving on to February, February the 15th at 7:30 p.m. the Riverview Theater in downtown Shreveport. We're going to have what concert?
Yeah, this is Valentine's weekend, just 3 weeks later. So this is Saturday the 15th, but of course Valentine's Day is the day before. But it's just continuing the romance theme. This is we're calling it cinematic romance, and so it's a program of lush, beautiful romantic sounds from iconic love themes from classic films. We have also Tchaikovsky's incredible Romeo and Juliet tone poem that everyone will recognize, I know. And we have a special guest joining us, violinist Holly Mulcahy. And she is a soloist the composer George Clinton, who's a film composer, has written a concerto, I guess you'd call it, a scenic concerto called The Rose of Sonora, which has a whole narrative to it. It has some film along with it. Also has a little bit of a male chorus involved, sort of a kind of a Western themed cinematic concerto, I guess is what I would call it, or scenic concerto, I think is how he describes it. It's a piece that that I've been curious about for a long time, and I think will be a really nice part of this program. Actually Kermit, our associate conductor, is going to be conducting that particular program. So he's put a whole bunch of other pieces along with that, and it's going to be a great romantic concert.
Okay, then moving on to March the 15th at Riverview Theater at 7:30 p.m. is going to be what concert?
So we're playing the just impossibly beautiful Requiem by Gabriel Fauré, French composer, and this is a piece that we're going to be joined by singers from Centenary College Choir as well as Prisma. Some singers, I believe, also from the Shreveport-Bossier Chorale. And we're going to be joined by a couple wonderful soloists who've been with us actually a number of times before, usually at holiday time, Sarah Jane McMahon, soprano, and Timothy Jones, who's actually a Shreveport native, baritone, now living and teaching in Texas. They're the soloists joining us for this concert with the rest of the choir. The Fauré Requiem is compared to some other of the requiems, let's say the Mozart Requiem, which is kind of a fiery and rather austere in a way requiem mass. The Fauré is gentle, and it is peaceful and it's more heavenly, I guess you might say, in some respects. It's just gorgeous stuff, and it's a lot of churches will have probably sung bits of it or even the entirety of it at some point. So it should be familiar to a lot of our listeners, but not one that I've done here since I've been the music director. We're complementing that with some music on the first half of the program. That there's one unusual thing about the Fourier Requiem, and it doesn't use violins. It has a kind of more mellow or muted maybe sound because of that. And so we have a program on the first half of the concert that also doesn't use violins. And it's very hard, I'll tell you, to find orchestra music that doesn't use violins. But there are some beautiful
pieces.
Never
heard of that. Okay, never heard
of
that.
Yeah, well, wow, we have a work by Strauss called his Wind Serenade in E flat, and then a beautiful, beautiful work by Brahms called his Serenade in A major. Just so lovely, and again, no violins. But wow. You'll see that the orchestras can sound great even without our good violins.
So then on May the 3rd at 7:30 p.m., the Best of Broadway. So quickly tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a couple of wonderful singers who've joined us before. I think they came at holiday time one time. This is Elizabeth Southard and Gary Maurer, husband and wife team, are going to be joining us. And just a whole bunch of great stuff that you will, again, know and love. Phantom of the Opera, Sound of Music, Wicked, and lots more. So that's our season closer. Again, Kermit's going to be on the podium for that one, and looking forward to that very much.
So everyone, for ticket information, do call 318-227-8863. Again, 318-227-8863. You can always visit their popular website at www.shreveportsymphony.com. Again, shreveportsymphony.com for lots of information about all these particular upcoming performances in the 76th season. You can order tickets there. You can pick your seats, etc. You can get your season tickets as well. So again, thank you, Michael, for joining us today here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Best wishes for another great concert season, and hope we fill our lives with music from the symphony.
Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Gary. Great to be with you.
Have a great day. Thank you again for joining us today. Hope you join us next Saturday for another show that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times, both today and every day. Have a great day.